Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara Kufn and Gimel Amud Aleph. We're at the very top large, the words of Amar Rav Yehuda. So now the Gemara is going to discuss a hamshech of talking about a eulogy. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmeder Rav, Mehespedo Sha'adam Nikar Imhu Ben Olam Habo Im Lav. So from a person's eulogy, that we could see what's happening to the people there. If they're crying a lot, you can tell if the person is someone who's a Ben Olam Habo, who's destined to come to the Olam Habo, or is he not? So Rav Yehuda just points out, why can't you tell during his lifetime? If everyone praises him, you see there's a big tzaddik. So he says, no, maybe everyone's just lying because they're very rich or whatever it might be, and they're sucking up them for whatever reason. So when you see when he's dead, they don't care anymore about his kavod, meaning that they have no gain. It's really just what they're talking about. If people are really legitimately crying because they care about him, so that shows us that if he was a tzaddik or not. So Gemara says, "Ani, that's really true." Though Ve'amar Le Rav the Shmuel Bar Shilas Achim Behespeda. So Rav himself told Shmuel Bar Shilas to make sure that you should give. Literally, it means that you should literally warm them up to the hespe, to the eulogy that you're going to give. Meaning, you should make sure that it should be something that's going to be moving, so everyone is going to cry at the hespe. So the Gemara says, "The Hasam Kamina," because I'm going to be there. My spirit in some form or another is going to be at the eulogy. So if it's true that a tzaddik, the tears is going to come, so why does Rav tell him that he needs to be there? We see over here a very big thing that the actual tzaddik is somehow there in the eulogy. That's why the Shulchan Aruch wrote to be very careful to be masper tamach chacham. Why even be masper tamach chacham in circumstances, in other cases where you're not allowed? Things like that, but that we see over here, though, either way, the point here is that why should he, if he's such a tzaddik, Rav, so it doesn't matter what time of hesped he's going to give. The Gemara says lo kasha. There's no kasha. There's no difficulty. Why you still have to give a one that's still going to be moving, because hada mechalev achim, that if the eulogizer is giving this type of drasha, is giving the eulogy that's people are stirred by it, they're moved by it, then that's going to show that he was a Talmud Chacham, he's a tzaddik, and he's going to go to Olam Haba. However, in a case where a person is not a tzaddik, so then the eulogizer is going to try to have the same moving speech, and no one's emotional whatsoever, then it shows that he was not necessarily destined for Olam Haba. Now the Gemara continues, Amar Abaye LeRabba, Abaye says to Rabba, Kigon Mar. So in the case, like yourself, apparently they did not like Rab, but instead of like Kula Bebadisa, all the people of Bebadisa hate you. Rashi points out, why do they hate him? Because that when it comes, Rabbah was disliked because he said the people in Bedisa, they were people who were the Ramayim, they were cheaters, and he would make sure to give them, he would give them Musar about it. So they weren't the biggest fan of the rabbi, not the only city that didn't like the rabbi. The Gemara Ksuvos tells you that when it comes to a rabbi, if his community, it likes him so much, and he's the most popular rabbi in the world, you could tell that he's not giving enough Musar, he's not giving them enough, he's not telling them enough admonishment. So the Gemara now continues. The Gemara says, so over here, so what are they going to do? So the Gemara says, "Man Nachem Espeda Amarle Misisasaat V'Rav Rav Nachman." He says, "It'd be enough for me that if you and Rav Nachman, you and Rav Baruch Hanan, rather, if you guys both give my eulogies, that's going to be enough for me." Some explain that it can't be that they wouldn't have given enough eulogies, so give others without a shot. Now the Gemara continues, "Boy Minei Rabbi Elazar V'Rav." Rabbi Elazar asked of Rav, "Izu B'Olam Haba? Who's considered a person who's going to go to Olam Haba?" The Gemara says, "Amarle Vaznecha Tishmana Davar Macharechali Mor Zedavar Lechuba Kisemino Kisos Milo." The pasuk says that your ears are going to listen to something behind you. The words that they're saying, that what is that? Someone's walking, that he's not, is walking with you, whether you're turning right or left. Over here, the Pasuk is telling you, Pasuk in Yeshayahu is telling us that Rava is understanding that it's referring to the neshama, that your funeral people hear you talking about your life as something that they want to emulate. That is something that's clearly that, oh, we should learn from him, we should take messages from him, that he taught us so much, then that obviously is someone who is Ra'i for Olam Haba, that's someone who's a proper person who's going to Olam Haba. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Kol Shida'as Rabusinu. He says that anyone whose conduct that his rebbes were proud of him, then that's someone who's been a lamhaber. And Maral just points out, why not your parents or friends? Because they're biased sometimes. They love you so much, they're not going to look at your imperfections. But your rebbe knows, the rebbe sees what we need to work on and tell you what you need to work on. The Gemara says, "Vesavavu b'shuk hasoftin," continuing about the pasuk of a kohelis over here. The pasuk says that what the eulogizers are going in the streets, b'nei galila amrei, people of Galil used to say, "Asid varim lefanei mitasacha." So they should say that you should do enough meisim tovim, should do enough good deeds in your lifetime, so that people will speak nicely before your coffin. So the point is behind your coffin. So that they should be behind your coffin. So the Gemara says that these lishonos, these two phrases that they used to say in these two places, was not arguing. Vlapligi mar kiasre umar kiasre. That each one was reflecting whether or not, where was the actual dead body? Was it before the mace or after the mace? So depending where the people are eulogizing and where in relationship to the to the nifter, were they? That is the difference of the lashon of here. But at the end of the day, again, he's telling you that you should make sure that at the end of the day, that you should Have a proper liturgy by living a life that's proper. We learn in a Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Mitascha, you should do tshuva the day before your death. Interesting, why doesn't it say that, Gemara continues, so the Gemara says, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Mitascha, you should do tshuva the day before you die. So they said, when are you going to die? How do you know? So he says, Amar Lein, Rekol Shigin, so Yashuv Yom, Shemar Yom Echad Lifnei Mitascha, no, Dafka, that's why every single day you have to do tshuva because maybe you'll die tomorrow. I just saw Rabbi Yoshua just asked Kasha, why tomorrow? Maybe you'll die today. So Shuv Yom Eschad, because it may be Shema Hayom Yomus. Why is it Dafka tomorrow? He says that, no, everyone knows that, like, you never know that's going to happen tomorrow. But right today, you know, a little bit more, people think that you know what, you have a plan. Although nowadays we see, you know, and there's no plan even for the day of knowing what the whole thing, the life that we're living, nothing is known. So the Gemara says, Nimtza Kol Yomav B'Tshuva, so then because of that, you will do every day, you'll do Tshuva. That's the idea of saying Vidui every single day. What's one of the ideas of Nisuch Svard and the Svardim? They both say Vidui every single day. I think it's based on this idea as well, that a person is supposed to do Tshuva every single day of their life. You never know, so therefore you say the Vidui every single day. That is a very interesting practice. Another more continuous, but Shlomo Amar Machlaso, Shlomo also said in his wisdom in Koheles, he said, Bechol Eisi Udoek Levanim Hashem Roshcha Al Yechsar. The Rizal's Tfila before, if anyone says it's a Rizal's Tfila, he quotes this pasuk that we should say this also before davening. Now the Gemara said, it's going to be Dor, says that your garment should be white and your head is never going to lack any oil. The Gemara says, Amar Machlaso, Zakai, Mashal Melech Shaziman is Avad of Lesuda. So, what's the Mashal of the parable? Is that if a king invites his servants to a fancy meal, so he never told them what time it's going to be at. He says it's going to be, and whatever it is, Thursday, the 5th of year, that's the Sudas. And where it says, so the people who are smart, the servants who are smart, they got all dressed up with their tuxedos, whatever they were wearing, they got ready at that very early in the morning, so the king could call them at a time, and they waited by the door of the palace. Is it possible that the king is lacking anything? He can call us in at any time. So therefore, we have to be prepared. Tibshirman, however, that the foolish ones, they went to go work. They said, oh, Amru, Kulumi Yeshuda below Torah, is it possible you can prepare without working hard? He's going to prepare the whole meal. It's not going to be ready until 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I have plenty of time to work the whole morning. I'll make some money in the morning, and that's it. Then where it says, Bikesh HaMelech HaSavada, all of a sudden, without warning, he told the servants to come to the banquet, to come to the fancy meal. So the people who are smart, they were ready. They were in the tuxedo, they're at the door. However, the foolish ones, they entered and they were dirty. They had work clothes. They didn't even have the proper clothing. And the king was obviously very happy to greet those who had appropriately came and they were dressed. And the ones who were foolish, who were not prepared for this fancy banquet, Hashem. So the king got upset. Obviously, the nimshal is clear, is that the Akash Baruch Hu is upset at those who aren't preparing properly for Olam Haba. And properly preparing for Olam Haba is every single day, not knowing when a person in Rahman is going to be niftar. So you have to get ready every single day of your life to prepare the Chas V'Shalom, maybe next day Hashem is going to take you back up to Shemai. Now the Gemara, and then you'll be properly prepared. Where says Amar Halalu Shikushu Asman Lesudas, and it continues in the parable over here that the ones who had prepared themselves for the meal, Yashvi Yachal, they're going to have the fancy meal, they have all the steak, the wine, everything. Halalu Shikushu Asman Lesuda, those who did not properly get ready for the Yamdu V'Yiru, they should just stand and watch the other people. They're not going to enjoy the Suda. So the Gemara continues. Chasano Shabim Meir Mishum Rameir Amar, the son-in-law of Rabbi Meir, said the name of Meir Afhen Niren Kemisham Shemin. That in the parable, not just that that's good, meaning they're still invited to the meal, they can watch the whole meal, watch the music and everything like that, still be invited to the big thing. No, they way worse than that, says Rav Meir. Elu ve'elu yoshin. They're both going to be seated there. Halalu ochel v'halalu re'evin. That they see them eating and they're going to be starving. So there's even much more harif about what's going to happen after 120. That you're not just like you're sitting there and you're watching what could have been. It's way worse. They're going to be starving. But halalu shoshin l'tzmeim. So they're thirsty also. They're drinking. The other ones are so thirsty. Shenemar kikomar Hashem. The pasuk says, the pasuk is telling us, I'm saying that there's not, they're going to eat and you're going to be hungry. They're going to drink and you're going to be thirsty. They're going to be happy and you are going to be very sad. So this pasuk is telling us what is Rahmatan going to happen. The pasuk is going to happen to Klal Yisrael, if they don't listen to Hashem, the person doesn't do tshuva. Davar acher. So now, just once we recorded the pasuk of Hashem and Rosh Chayechsar, the pasuk now is Kulamar quotes Bechol Esi Uvegrecha Levanim, that all times your garment should be white. Elo Tzitzis is referring to someone's tzitzis strings. The Marashah just points out, don't we also supposed to have tchelas? He says that Shlomo Melech knew in his nevuah that there's going to be a long period of time, potentially even now, where there is no tchelas available, depending who you would ask. So there's what do you? We still have those begadim of white, probably for longer than we've even not had tchelas for. We're almost 2,000 years that we haven't had tchelas. So that point is going to be. A white bag. That's referring to this. That's what this pasuk is referring to. Rabbi Yashav quoted the same thing. And Veshem and Rosh Chayefsar, and the fact that your head is never lacking oil, what is that referring to? Elu Tfilin. that is reference to tefillin, because Rashi says the idea of the shem, of the shem and tefillin is referring to your name, and we know that Hashem's name is ki'ilu written on the tefillin, right? We are the pasuk of Gemara and Brachos, we learned the beginning of the first parak over there, that was v'yirahu kamaratz k'shem Hashem anikra elecha. That's tefillin shel rosh. So over here, this is an idea that your tefillin shel rosh is going to be never lacking. That is a reference to tefillin shel rosh. So Rashi says there's another remez as well over here, that we're also not mechalik if a person only has a tefillin shel rosh. You can wear only a tefillin shel rosh. You don't have to wear both the tefillin shel rosh and the tefillin shel yad. With that, Adron Lacha Shoel, we finish. This is now the 23rd parak. Now we're up to the very last parak of the second longest Masechta in the whole all of Shas. So everyone will be very accomplished. Mirtz Hashem, we should go through this parak and we finish all of Shas together. Now the next Mishnah tells us, Mishi Hichshich Baderach, someone who's on the road and it started becoming Shabbos. And what happens? Nosan Kisel Nachri, he should give his money, give his wallet to a goy. So that's the shiloh over here. When do you give it to the goy? Are we talking about Dafka on Shabbos or even Dafka? Before Shabbos or even on Shabbos? In general, also, there's another thing that we have to discuss, is that there's an Isser of Amir al-Nachri. Amir al-Nachri is an Isser to have the Goy do it. So the Gemara is going to discuss over here why that should be mutter in this circumstance. And over also that you ask him to carry it, the Goy is supposed to bring it to you, ideally, based on Tosefta Rashba quotes, says according to Shulchan Aruch, that ideally also the Goy is supposed to bring it to you after Shabbos, you're not supposed to bring it to your house on Shabbos. Now, that is the case of the Nachri, that's the best thing to have. However, in a Manachri, you don't have a Goy around you, there is no Shabbos Goy. Manicha ala chamers, you should put it on your animal. The Gemara is going to ask about this. What do you mean? Is that Machaber? That's a sort of Raisa potentially. So, how is that okay? The Gemara is going to discuss this. Hangi ala chatzar chitzona, however, when you come to the outermost courtyard of the city, so at this point, Rashi points out that this is the first area which is you're not afraid you're going to lose it anymore. So apparently, once you reach that point, you should no longer, you don't have the heter anymore to do this. And this is shaila about the goy also. Should it be the same thing? If the goy is not going to be able to bring it to your house later, can you do this? That's a shaila. So then, what do we say? Nota l'sakele v'nitlam b'Shabbos. You can only take the utensils normally moved out on Shabbos. So shinan tal b'Shabbos, like the mukta ones, matir chavam sakan oflam alayim. You have to undo them, and then they fall on their own, and therefore you're not allowed to take them any further, and you have to stop at that point. Now the Gemara is going to discuss the foolish. Gemara says, "My time, I shara l'arban l'mesav b'sis a l'nachrim." Why over the Rabbanan said that it's mutter to take your wallet and have the goy carry for you? Normally, this would be usher to have the goy carry for you. So the Gemara says, "Kimel Rabbanan to ein adam ma'amid asmo amemona." The Rabbanan know that a person is never going to let this happen. Is her whole property going to get lost? So ilo sharis lay asel esuya arbas b'shus of abim. That if you let him do that, if you don't let him do this, he's going to come to carry it for amos b'shus of abim, and therefore we are going to allow him to have these two kulas of either bringing it on the animal or giving it to the goy. Otherwise, we're afraid he's going to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. The shaila is, why is this any different than the case where the Deleika, we have the fire? We only allowed a lot of turkot certain things, so the Rishonim tried to be mechalik, that maybe over there, since there's a fire, you're all confused of that, you'll lead to malach over here, since you know it's not another factor as well, besides the fire, maybe here we're going to allow this dispensation of the hector, of giving it to the goy. The Gemara says, no, Amar Rava says, Dafka Kisa, this is only Dafka to your wallet, Aval Metzia Lo, if you find something on the road right before Shabbos, then, well, that's going to be a shadow better. For Shabbos, if you find something, let's say, on Shabbos for sure, then you're not allowed to do this heter. The Gemara says, Pshita, that obviously, because Kisan Tanan, the Mishnah clearly said that it's talking about your wallet, so obviously we're not referring to something that you found on the street. So the Gemara says, no, Ma'o, the same, who had dinna filo mitzia, that said that, just like his Balmona, he sees, a $5,000 watch on the ground. So he's going to get upset, he's going to come to carry that also, well, maybe wear it, so something else, but whatever, something that you wouldn't be able to carry. So the Gemara says, Va'ai, the Gdani Kisan, so the Mishnah uses the lashon of your wallet. The Mara is saying now, generally, what do you lose? What do you need? What are you walking around with? Is your wallet? So the Gemara says, "Kamash Moshe." Therefore, Rava is telling us that it's not the case that we dafka need to tell you the chiddush. It's not talking about something just that you find. So now the Gemara says, though, the lo aman ella the lo aser liyde. So over here, that this distinction is only talking about where the object had not come to his hands before Shabbos. Of aser liyde, however, if the object came into your hands before Shabbos, then kikisa dam. That was talking about before. Then now this is going to be similar to the case of your wallet. If you already got it before Shabbos, because that's already yours now. You found the watch, right? You're carrying it, so that's already your mamon. You already view it as yours. You're going to be really upset if you lose it. So then you would be allowed to have this heter as well. So now the Gemara says, Ika de Amri, some say the lashon a little bit differently. By Rava, Rava said, Metzia ha ba'al liyado ma. What's going to be the din if someone found an object that came into his hands before Shabbos came? So the Gemara says, came unto us the lide kiklin. So maybe he left it as a question. In this case, in the Ika de Amri over here, is it going to be similar to the case of his wallet? Odilma, came unto los tarach, al kibusa dami. He didn't work for it. He didn't work hard at all for it. So then it's not going to be comparable to his wallet. It's not something that he actually worked for. So therefore, the Gemara says, Teiko, we don't know how to answer this. So now the Shulchan Aruch says, because over here is the Lishabasra is only a Shaila, and anyway, the first Mishnah has it clear, and it's only and Derbanan potentially anyway. So the Gemara says that you can be Mekel if you took it before Shabbos. That is what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like. So now the Gemara continues, Eini Monachin. If there is no goy there, you should put it on the donkey. The Gemara says, "Taima the any monachri." This is only the case if there is no goy there. However, hayeshi monachri, if there is a goy there, the monachri yoyevla, you should give it to the goy. My time, what's the reason that you can't have the donkey bring it in the first place? The Gemara says, "Chamarata matuva al shvisasa." When it comes to the animal, you have an iser deresa to do it. The Gemara says, and the Gemara is going to discuss why isn't allowed at all. Then, if that's the case, the Gemara on the next half will discuss this. The next amud, nochriata matuva al shvisasa. However, when it comes to a non-Jew, you're not matuva, definitely not deresa for sure. You're not going to be commanded on his shvisa. However, if he doesn't agree, that's a general issue of Amir al-Nachri. Now the Gemara continues, though, Chamar v'cheresh v'shota v'kat, and there's other cases where we can make as well. If you have a donkey, that should come first. What after a donkey is going to be a cheresh, someone who's deaf-mute. The Gemara is assuming right now that a deaf-mute person was also not able to do anything. He didn't have any das either. I think Rosh Hashanah likes to point out that everyone would agree nowadays, since Helen Keller and the whole thing, that they're functional now, they could go to university, that they're definitely not going to be considered a lachik shota. Shota is the next one. The shota is going to be someone who is mentally retarded, so someone like in that category is not a luckily chayav for his actions and things like that. So here, you can give it to them on Shabbos, a katan, or you can give it to a katan. Tosafot just asked, though, what do you mean? We said before that a katan is coming to do something for you. If you're doing it for your father, it's going to be usher. So how over here is going? How is it going to be okay? So Tosafot is going to do a kinta. Maybe we're discussing over here where the katan doesn't do kirva anacha. So over here, so he was continuously walking, you put it on him, you're not doing any akirva anacha, so that's potentially what the heter is for the katan. Because normally, if a katan is doing something for you, it's us or just like a goy, let's say. So the Gemara now continues. So the Gemara says, so you do it, dafka, the donkey comes before these three cases. And the Gemara now says, Maitama, what's the reasoning that the donkey comes before chereshot of a katan? The Gemara says, Hani Adam, because the last three are human beings. Hi, love Adam, these aren't people, these aren't human beings, so therefore we give it to the animal. What happens if you have a deaf mute person and you have someone who's mentally retarded? Which one is going to come first? Leshota, you give it to the person who is not with it. Why not? Because he is, as I mentioned, even in times of the Gemara, they had shilas about that. They said he has more das, he has more understanding, so therefore, maybe they were assuming he's not fully considered halachically pater for all his actions, so therefore he definitely would give it to the shota. He would come first, because everyone agrees he has no das. Shota v'katan. By the way, Agav, who is a shota? Halachically nowadays is a big shaila. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people in this category, so there's a big shaila exactly what the gedarim are. The Gemara has different gedarim, seems to be. The Gemara says, shota v'katan, when it comes to a person who's not mentally there, or a katan, or a katan who's a minor under a bar mitzvah, la shota, you give it to the shota. The Gemara says, what's going to be the din if you have a deaf mute or a minor? Which one is going to come first? Someone's under bar mitzvah. The Gemara says, Aliva, Rabbi Elazar, lo tibaylach. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no shaila. Why not? Because Rabbi Elazar would say, Pashut is not going to be the cheresh. The San Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer, Rabbi Elazar, Trumas cheresh. If a person gave truma, it has to be a gadol, and you have to have das. Rashi is going to quote the pasuk. We'll quote the pasuk. Rashi already says. Now Rashi says, the quotes the Yerushalmi. The pasuk says, the lashon is, Asher yedvenali bo. So the lashon of Yerushalmi is that you're able to have the deva das. So you have to be able to understand to give. So that's going to be the idea of truma. So truma comes to truma is if someone who is a deaf mute lo tetzel lechulin. So according to him, it's not going to be chulin. According to him, it's a safek. Rashi says that it's going to be usher for non kohen to have because maybe he actually had das, and it's also usher for kohen because maybe he had no das, and therefore it's not going to be proper truma. So you have to wait to actually give it again before it's going to be allowed to be eaten. So now, according to him, clearly it's a suffix that maybe it actually is truma, so that's clearly not going to be a cheresh. And no shayla, according to him, that you would neshu suffix. Therefore, he's explicit over here. Neshu suffix, because the cheresh, if someone is deaf mute, is not exactly, we're not sure fully that he doesn't have any das, so then it wouldn't necessarily, it would definitely be a shayla to give it to him on Shabbos. Kiduelach, aliba de Rabbanan. The only shayla is going to be according to the Rabbanan, who do not agree with Rabbi Lezer, and they consider that is no truma whatsoever. It's not, as the Mishnah tells us, Chamisha le'chum bring a raya for this, that there are five people who shouldn't separate truma v'im truma in truma san truma, because the Mishnah has a lashon before that. If you have those who give truma, it is a truma b'di'eved. Here, it's not like someone doesn't make a bracha, the Mishnah list. Okay, but here is an example of those who give truma and are not, their truma, even b'di'eved, is not chal. So now who is this? And the Gemara says, Eluhen, these are the people. If you have a deaf mute, a person who's not mentally there, or a minor. Or someone whose truma is not his. So that is that you're not allowed to do that. When Afkari Shataram Shal Yisrael Afilo Birshuso, and also a non-Jew who does it for you, doesn't have any shlichus, ancient Masachuba, because a non-Jew has no shlichus and is not going to be included. So we see over here that they're bichlal, don't count, they can't, not even a suffix, they said it's not, bichlal, not truma whatsoever from that of a cheresh, someone who is a deaf mute. So the Gemara now says, so my, according to them, what's the halacha? Who's going to be better, a katan or a cheresh? If you have the two available in front of you to carry the item for you on Shabbos, who should you give it to? So the Gemara says, the cheresh yayav lay, that you should give it to the deaf mute, to katan asu lichal das, because person is eventually going to become the age of bar mitzvah and understand what you're doing, so therefore afraid, well, lest you come to be makalka from what you're doing, so therefore you shouldn't do it for him. Oh, Dilma, the katan yayav lay, the cheresh asu lichal begadol pikeach, but no, maybe there is a reason to svar to say that you should give the other tzad. What's the other side of the tafek? Is that you should give it to the katan and not to the cheresh, because the cheresh, you can get confused. You don't know what this 30-year-old man walking down the street, if he's mentally not there. You barely see. So people are going to get confused. They think, the guy's not Shomer Shabbos. It's okay to give him things to walk with on Shabbos. He doesn't keep Shabbos anyway. That's totally awesome. That's an issur d'oraisa, the paper, that's an issur d'oraisa for him to have a tavanah. So the Gemara says, maybe you shouldn't do that. So the Gemara now says, ikadamre l'cheresh yayav lei, ikadamre l'katan yayav lei. Some say you should give it to the deaf mute, some say you should give it to the katan. The Shulchan Aruch paskens here as well, l'kula. The Gemara doesn't relate exactly how you do, so you can do either one, whatever is more convenient for you in that situation. If you have the situation of the one to carry you, you can be mekel. The Gemara says, "Ein sham lo nachri v'lo chamar v'lo cheresh lo tzeh v'katan mai." So what's the luck if you have no one? What are you supposed to do? Maybe just lose your $1,000 wallet or whatever you have inside all the credit cards. So the Gemara now says in Eitzen, "Where's the Amar of Yitzchak Yitzchak Lad Oda Charsai?" So there was one more case where the Lord Tzuchamim Golosa there. The Chacham didn't want to reveal. It's interesting. So why did Rav Yitzchak decide to reveal? That's the Shaila. Rav Yitzchak should discuss it also. My Oda Charsai. So what is this other one? Malicha Pachas Malchas Malad Damas. If you carry it less than 4 amos, then you've not violated the Issur D'oraisa. From the violation of Issur D'oraisa is only when you go when you go 4 amos. If you have 4 amos at one time. So this is Medir Rabbanan, it's going to be usher to go even less than, even to be less than Arba Amos, because we're afraid, obviously, if you let it go, like, let's say, you know, you can go 5 feet, but you can't go 6 feet, obviously people come to make a mistake. So if we're Medir Rabbanan, so here, we'd allow you to go that Medir Reis, we should allow you to do that because Medir Reis, it's okay. What exactly is the shear you need to stop? That's a big shayla. The Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss this. Mishnah Berurah tells you that you'd have to stop lafush, as we saw earlier, that you have to have like to rest. So then he quotes a day that maybe you would have to even sit down within that after the 5 feet and then come back up, because then you're stopping and then stopping your point of the Dalai Lama's. That's a shayla though. What exactly is that? But the Gemara says, because the Shulchan Aruch actually is going to quote this halacha. Amai lo ratzu cham l'glosa. So the Gemara says, well, originally, why do they not want to give this, why did they reveal this halacha? Because Rishim Kavod Elokim, he started to vote according to Lachim Chakor. Because the pasuk says, the pasuk tells us in Mishlei, the pasuk tells you that the honor of Hashem, you conceal things. Sometimes the honor of Hashem, if we got kings, you shouldn't investigate things. Over here, Alchem Ma'akevod Elokim Mikos. Over here, what is the honor of Hashem by not publicizing this mahalik? The Gemara is asking. The Gemara says, Dilma Asi Lasuy Arba Amos Brishus Amos. Very obvious, because you very easily someone can carry this wallet 4 amos without stopping, and then you'd be violating an Isser de Oraisa. So that is the heter over here. The Shulchan Aruch actually quotes this. Tanya Belezer. Amar Belezer says, Bobayam Gadshu Sa. That day usually over here is reference to the Bobayam Rashi says that earlier when we had the Yud Ches Davar, that the Yud Ches Davar they had where there goes with 18 things, the Bishamai Bisil, they outnumbered the Bisil outnumbered Bishamai, and they made Yud Ches Gzeros. So over here he's saying that that day they piled up the Sa of measure, meaning that this was good, that they made all these takanas. Over here, that was one of the takanas, because they said you should give it to a Nachri, you should give it to a non-Jew, and not have you walk Pachas Pachas Ma'arba Amos, because we're afraid you come to carry it with the race. Rabbi Shua disagreed. He said, Bobayam, Tach Machkus Sa, they erased. So they leveled it on. They erased it. They made it worse. He understood that this was too chamor. That people, what happened? That they made a halacha that was too machmir, and they were afraid, and they ended up leading to the people are going to violate Nisr D'Oraisa. Because if people knew that they had this heter of walking less than Dalai Lamos, then they would have done it. However, now the fact that they don't know this, so then they're not going to trust the goy. So then they're going to say, "Oh, I don't have any luck anyway." Then come to mamish b'mavir Dalai Lamos potentially in Israel to raise the brishus around. You have to be careful when you make a gzera. You know, I know there's a shayla. Let's say I think they have a kind. I saw the sefer. I thought it was an interesting one. That let's say there's only one kosher store in the old town. That's a religious town, obviously. They only have one kosher store, and it's a meat store. Do you keep open on the 9 days? So the Rav Chaim said no. So you have to know when to make these halachas, when not. When to assume that maybe it's better that they should have the meat and not have the treif. A lot of people are going to go out to treif restaurants. Okay, that's a whole shayla. He does the chil Hashem to be open. But anyway, you have to always know the cheshbon. The Rabbanim always have to know the cheshbon, when to be somachmir, when not to be. The Gemara now says, or make gezeros. The Gemara now says, Tanya, Mashal Rabbi Lazar, now the Gemara is quoting a parable. For Rabbi Lazar, Shita, Lamad Rabbi Domer, what's it comparable to? La kupa mleak shuin adluin, that it's like if you have a kupa, like a box, chest full of melons and different types of gourds. So the Gemara now says, Adam knows in the Tokh Khardal Vahum Achzekas. If a person pours mustard seed into it, then the box will be full. So that's over here is also that you can pour things and it's adding to it, and it's gonna make these gzeras are a good thing for Klai. So Mash Rabbi Yoshua, what's the mushroom of the parable to Rabbi Yoshua's Shita? It's comparable to a basin full of honey. Knows in the Tokh Rimon of Mekia, that if a person puts in pomegranates or nuts into it, the basin is going to literally like spit it out, throw it up. That the clearly is not a good thing, so you add too much. The basket's not good. So this thing also is if you add too many zeros to something, it's not good. And Marna continues, and says, Amar Mar. We said before in the Mishnah said, if there is no goy, then you should put it, the wallet, on the donkey. And we're asking now this question that we had before, Velo Mechamer, isn't this an Isser Dereisa of Mechamer? Mechamer is when you lead an animal on Shabbos, cause an animal to perform malacha for you, is an Isser Dereisa. The drush over here is, Lo Sazek Malacha is a reference to Komalacha. We already mentioned what the malachas are. So Rashi quotes, the Lo Sazek Komalacha is referencing to Stam Malacha here is referring to Mechamer leading your animal. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rava Bar Abba Amar Nicho Alech Shima Alecha, that you're allowed to put it on the donkey while it's already walking. If the donkey is already walking, then you haven't violated any Isra whatsoever. And therefore, because there was no Akira Varnacha, right? If it was put on the donkey while the donkey was standing still, when the donkey starts moving, we saw the Gemara and Daf Gimel. That was the idea of when a person is walking. Atino Chavetz Chaver, the Gemara's Lashon, right? The Gemara says that is like Akira Tkufa Ka Akira Chavetz Amir Lo, and the Gemara ends up saying Lachumra. So that would be Usher. But if he's already walking, then you don't have an Akira and an Achamid Arais, so it wouldn't be a problem. So the Gemara says, "Vaya shadolokaim lashin mayim latim aglan." But at the end of the day, isn't it possible that the donkey is going to stop still, and then it's going to be ikud akira vanacha? It's going to have an akira and anacha at that point when it stops still. So the Gemara says, "Shemalechas minichales." So therefore, when the donkey is already walking, you put the wallet on it. Shiomedes not lamina when it stops. Therefore, it should be machmir and you remove it until after the donkey starts walking again, because the wallet is never placed on the animal except while it is walking. Then there's no akira. That's assuming that there's no malacha that was done. That is what that is the shita. There's an interesting shita. Rambam. Okay, we don't have time to go fight to the Gemara. Says ihachi. The Gemara says though, if that's the case, though, if we're following this, afilu chavir nami, then why can't you just do this for your friend also? So why you should be able to give your wallet to your friend while he is walking, and if he never stops, there's no shadow whatsoever. The Gemara says, "Amar Papa Kol Shemugul Chayav Chatas." No, because we're going to machmir on this. Because if any malacha person would do by himself, he's going to be chayav chatas bechavero pater aval oser. And when it comes to his friend, we're going to assume that he's going to be exempt from chatas, but he's going to be oser to do this. Because in this case, in Mindu Dereisa, we're assuming the malacha was done by two people. We say that a person is still midarbanan going to be oser. In the case of one person to combine all their actions here, picking up and doing things in that nature, he would be chayav. We're doing complete malacha, so therefore we're going to be machmir when it comes to the friends. When it comes to the animal, we're going to assume that it's not going to be usher. We're going to assume not going to be usher by the animal. Things are only going to be derabanan anyway. When it comes to the donkey, we're going to assume that it's going to be mutter to do this in order to do this, because the din derabanan of doing a malacha only applies to two people. It doesn't apply to a donkey. That's what the Gemara is assuming right now. The Gemara says, if a person had a thing, a chavila, a package, something like that on his shoulders as Shabbos was coming in, you should run until you reach your house. Because if you already were walking with it, you didn't do an akira yet. So if you don't stop, then you don't do an akira vanacha, and then you wouldn't have a new akira, new anacha, so that'd be fine. Like Mar says, dafka ratz, you should dafka be running. Aval kala kala lo. If you're walking normally, Rashi says, so then you shouldn't do this. Why not? Because my tama came under the leisluhu hakira. Because if you're just walking normally and you have a thing on your back, asi lemave akira anacha, because you'll stop for a minute, and when you stop for a minute, that's a new akira, new anacha, by the neser deraisa. So therefore, if you're running, that's the hakira that you realize that you're doing this. So that is going to be lechora mutter. The Rishonim discuss whether does this extend to other items. Also, is a dafka over here? Is a dafka the idea of for the chavila? Maybe it could be also for the wallet. Maybe that should also be mutter. That's the shayla in the Rishonim. The Gemara says so. Sof kimata lebeise. Inevitably, though, when a person comes home, though, yashu de lokai porta. The Gemara is assuming that you have to wait outside your house. Let's say to open the key for the door for the chatzar. Let's say you have a door outside your house. You're going to be stopping over there. Then kamayel mershus rabban mershus yachin. At that point, you're going to be stopping and starting again in the Rishus Aram, the Rishus Yachin, then you've done an Akira Vanacha. So the Gemara says, so what are you going to do? He says, you're going to come in right away and you throw it over. Rashi says, Akira always means like, not the normal manner. So how does that mean, what does it mean over here? Then Rashi gives the example that you face, away from the door and you throw the thing behind you. If you were there behind you in an unnormal way, that's not going to be any Isra Daraisa, and the Isra Darbanan is going to be, uprooted, is Bimotra over here, because we don't want you to violate Shabbos. I mean, we don't want to be afraid of your mammon. So the Gemara says, Amar Ramban, melchama. Hamechamer achar beemtel b'shabbes. B'shabbes chayav chata. So someone who does this melchamer is you load your animal and you guide it with your voice. You're going to be violating the iser deraisa. Mezin chayav skila. And if you did it on mezin intentionally, you're going to be chayav the iser deraisa punishment of Shabbos, which is death by stoning. The Gemara says, my tama. What is the reason? How does he get this? Hamarav dasar demarkar. The pasuk says, lo sasekum lacha ata bincha ata v'chulei v'hemtecha. That it says over here, shinta melacha, and it's referring to your animal. V'hemtel duma d'diyed, and your animal is compared to yourself. Mahu b'shoge chayav chatas mezin chayav skila. Just like you violate Shabbos, you are going to be chayav chatas, and in purpose you'll be chayav stoning and chayav misa. Af b'hemtel na miso too. When it comes to your animal, b'shoge chayav chatas mezin chayav skila. When it comes to, if you do it by accident, you're going to be chayav chatas. However, you do it by accident, if you do it on purpose, you're going to be chayav misa. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Amar Rav Ashi Tzitzit. Rav has two kashas on this. He says the first one. It says Torah Achas Yelachem Lo'osev Bishkaga Never Shetos Abiyad Rama. It's Afka talking about for you. And this pasuk says it's comparison to Avodah Zarah. Huk Shukol Torah Kulav Avodah Zarah. This is reference to the fact that we compare all the Torah to Avodah Zarah. The Torah of Achatas, and when you're going to be Chayav Misa, David Maisa Begufa. Only when you actually do an action. Achanami David Maisa Begufa. Here, you have to actually perform an action. Here, if you're just calling out the animal, there's no Maisa, so you're not going to be Chayav Misa. V'od, not only that, we learn in the Mishnah, Mechal to Shabbos, B'davar Shachayav and Ashkod, Azim Shachayav Skilam, Mechal to Ikamidi, De'en Chayav Lashkod Achatas. The Mishnah tells you that if you violate Shabbos with something that is going to be subject to Achatas when you're done unintentionally, and subject to Misa when you do intentionally, that is the rule. So we're saying that there's a deal that there's symptoms imply that there isn't Isra Raisa that's going to be a violation of Shabbos, which is not in that category. So there's something that if you do unintentional on Shabbos, you're not going to be chayav by accident to chatas, you're not going to be chayav deliberately, you're not going to be chayav stoning. So it must be my new lav the mechamer lechora. Maybe that's referring to the Isra Raisa of mechamer, and it's not chayav misa, and it's not chayav chatas. The Gemara says no. You can answer this Mishnah in two different ways. It says lo tchulim and Rabbi Akiva, the idea of tchumin, the boundaries of going 2,000 amos past the city limits. That's the idea of tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva learned out that that's an Isra Deraisa. He agrees that it's not going to be Chayav Chatas or Karis, however, or Misa for sure, but he said that it's going to be still an Isra Deraisa. So that was a good Libet Rabbi Akiva. And also, V'avara Libet Rabbi Yossi, also lighting a fire according to Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Yossi holds that someone who lights a fire on Shabbos is, we had the big machlokas, rather Havara Lalav Yatzes Lalchalik Yatzes. Is it to exclude it to Dafka tell you that this is an Isra, which is something that is only going to be Chayav Alav, it's not an Isra Deraisa? That's what Torah goes out of its way to say, Losavara Ish Mochomos Shabbos. Or is it coming to tell you Chil Chatos? So Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion that's only Alav. So maybe that's what this mission was according to that Shita. Okay, so we'll pick up Mitzvah Shem with the Tavzid, the Hemshech of the Gemara. We'll pick up there Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.